Cyclone Insider with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters, with us this morning. John, how are you?
Doing well, Brandon. How are you?
I am doing good. Of course, Iowa State in action on Tuesday, 76-58, a tough road loss for Iowa State against Oklahoma State. Kind of keeping an eye on that one. I listened to you because it was on ESPN Plus, and I don't have that, so I listened to the call. And it was one of those things where Iowa State felt like in certain spurts in that game, they got a little bit of momentum, but every time Oklahoma State just had an answer, and Cunningham's quite the player.
Yeah, he's a great player, and that might have been his best game as a college player. He was really, really good, and you know, it just doesn't get caught up in the emotions of the game. Just plays, just keeps on playing. He does a terrific job of being really steady, and he's a fantastic player. I will not be surprised at all if he is indeed the number one pick in the NBA draft, mm-hmm. because he does so many things well. But, you know, Iowa State did get it down to six in the second half with about 11 minutes to go. Felt like they had the momentum. But they just couldn't consistently enough get stops in those situations. You know, they'd get a big bucket, maybe make a 5-0 run or a 7-0 run, but they could never get on, you know, like a 12 or 13-0 run that they really needed to do mm-hmm. in order to charge all the way back and get the pressure on Oklahoma State. So, credit to Oklahoma State. They're a good team. They're probably going to be in the NCAA tournament, and they protected their home floor. And for Iowa State, I think there's a lot of facets of the game that Iowa State played well in this one. But I think that's true in a lot of games where you can say, okay, they played well and did this well, and this well, but they didn't do this well. And, and it's not always the same things. And mm-hmm. so as you go back over the course of why this season's been so frustrating, they just haven't been able to have a lot of games where they do everything well. And if they could put it all together, I think they can win some games, but it's been hard, and they haven't been very consistent. So, a loss, and you move on and try to get the next one.
Iowa State in their game today postponed. All the Big 12 games postponed today. I know weather having quite the impact in the Big 12 here today, especially down there in Texas. So the next game up for Iowa State will be at home on Saturday, 4 o'clock pregame, 5 o'clock tip against Oklahoma. John, I don't know how you feel, but with the past 2 weeks or so for Baylor being on a COVID pause, I would have to say Oklahoma might be the favorite to win the Big 12. Am I wrong?
Well, it's possible. They're playing really well. They're ranked number 9 in the nation. I do think right now they're probably the second-best team in the Big 12 conference, although, Kansas is starting to get a turn back again. Mm-hmm. They're starting to figure some things out. I think that West Virginia is very, very good. Texas Tech is always dangerous. I mean, there's 6 ranked teams in the Big 12 conference out of 10 teams, and mm-hmm. Oklahoma State's just outside that top 25. And they're ranked on the coaches' poll. So really, you could say there's 7 ranked teams out of the 10 in the Big 12. So it's a well-represented conference in the polls. There are a lot of good teams. I do think Oklahoma's playing at a very high level. They're better, so much better defensively than they've been in the past. Mm. And I think that's where they've really taken the big leap. Although, when Iowa State played them the first time, both teams were able to score. Iowa State hit 16 threes in that game. They were 16 of 31 from three. I think they're going to have another good shooting day like that. And, they're also going to have to, compete on the boards and limit turnovers. But the first game was an excellent game in Norman. It was a great game. It was back and forth. Iowa State had a terrific chance to knock off a top 10 team on the road. And now they get another opportunity against that same top 10 team at home. And, they are due to beat somebody and mm-hmm. to get it all together and beat somebody, and maybe this will be the day.
Still looking for their first Big 12 victory. I know it's tough at this point when a team like Iowa State, they have some good personnel. It's just they haven't been able to put 40 minutes together and get over that hump. Do you think there's anything that you can point to that says, if they start doing this better, maybe we can see them really turn the corner?
Well, I think they have started to do some things better. They're getting to the free throw line more frequently, and that's great news because they are the best free throw shooting team in the Big 12 conference. So you want them to get to the line. They were hardly getting there at all early in the season. So they're getting to the basket more, getting fouled more, getting to the free throw line more. That's great news. Jalen Coleman-Lanz is really, really playing at a high level right now. He's a really good catch-and-shoot guy, and they're looking for him. They're setting up a lot of plays to get him open shots, and he's knocking them down. So I'm really encouraged by that. You know, as I mentioned, it's been one thing or another. And George Condon is really come on lately, which is great news as well. But if you look at it, okay, what was the problem against Kansas? Well, they finally out-rebounded a team. So that, you know, that wasn't the problem in that second game against Kansas. But they turned it over 23 times. And so that was the problem. Well, you know, at Texas, they only turned it over 8 times. So that wasn't the problem down there. Mm-hmm. But they got beat on the boards. And so, you know, it's a different thing in every game, whether it's cold shooting, not getting to the line, you know, not being able to defensive rebound. A lot of those areas they do well in certain games. They just got to be better in all areas to really beat the teams they're trying to beat, because they're not trying to beat Tennessee Martin, you know, nothing against them. They're trying to beat Oklahoma and Baylor in their next two games, you know, top 10 teams. They're trying to beat Kansas. They're trying to beat Texas. I mean, they're trying to beat great teams.
Yeah.
And that's the one consistent theme as you look throughout this losing streak. Who are they playing? Well, all these teams they're playing have been excellent teams in recent weeks. So, you know, if they're going to beat somebody, it's going to be a great win. So let's see if they can do it on Saturday.
Yeah, we will see. Again, pregame show at 4 and tip-off at 5. John, thanks for the time as always.
Yeah, my pleasure, Brandon. Thanks for having me.